30 years ago, college and professional football teams began offering classes for women so they could learn to appreciate the game their husbands loved. Now, increasingly, girls are playing the game themselves. Well, Aubrey has this story of one Callaway County middle schooler who's hitting the field this week.
Who says girls can't play football? At a time when the number of kids playing the sport is declining, there has been a sharp increase in the number of girls who play. According to the National Federation of State High School Associations, last year, nearly 2,000 girls played high school football, more than double the number of participants in 2009. And for what may be the first time in school history, Callaway County Middle School has a girl on its 7th grade football team who isn't a kicker. Her name is Brynja Allred. She's 5'4", weighs 115 pounds, and she likes to hit.
It's a fun thing to do. It's definitely anger and stress relieving, just being able to run into someone and hit them and tackle them. And you're not carrying the ball, so you don't get hit. You get to hit people, and that's one of my favorite things to do, is just hit people.
Oddly enough, Brynja had to learn to like football.
I never really wanted to watch football. Always went to the Murray State games, and it was just, hey, Mom, can we go get a funnel cake? Mom, when is it over? Can we go home? And then I started getting curious, and I was always just like, what's that person doing? What position is that? So once I started learning it, I got to loving it even more and more, and I decided that I wanted to start playing it.
On this hot and muggy August evening, head coach Sean Thompson is hurriedly making sure everyone can find their jersey and equipment as he gets everything ready for practice. And while more girls are playing football than ever before, he says this is a first at Callaway Middle School.
I think this is my fourth year here, so this is my first time, and I've talked to Coach Josh Smith, who's done it before, and Coach Troy Webb, who's done it before, and neither of them really said that they've had a girl to play a position.
And the position she plays is lineman, although maybe we should say line woman. Some people might call Brynja a pioneer, but to her teammates, she's just a Laker. After all, she's been playing with the boys since third grade.
Well, at first, it was a little weird for them having a girl on the team, but once they got to know me a little better and once they got like used to the fact there was a girl on their team, they were really good about it, and they started treating me like I was just part of the football team, part of their football family.
One of her football brothers, Dylan Schroeder, says he's all for it.
I mean, it gives girls confidence in themselves. It shows that girls can actually do boy things. Overall, it's a great thing.
How hard does she hit?
She's pretty hard.
That does surprise opposing players on occasion.
And they're just very, that's fine, it's easy, I can just take her out. And then they're surprised when, like, they get hit by me, and they're just like, I wasn't expecting that.
Brynja's mother, Tracy Allred, understands that there's always a risk of injury, girl or boy. It's a contact sport, after all. But she says she was thrilled when her daughter told her she wanted to play football.
I like her to think that she could do whatever she wants to do, and she had developed a real love for football, so I was happy that she could do something that she loved.
There are only 12 to 13 kids on the 7th grade team, so Brynja figures to see a lot of time on the field. She's also on the volleyball team, and she's in the band. So she's not sure whether she'll play football once she gets to high school. For WKMS News, I'm Will Aubrey.